A Skagway Assembly member signs a guilty plea to federal tax charges. And the Skagway Assembly decides to talk to Alaska DOT and White Pass about the future of the city's port. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Longtime Skagway Assembly member and business owner Dan Henry signed a plea agreement Wednesday, admitting guilt to federal tax charges. Henry is charged with 4 misdemeanor counts of willful failure to file income tax returns. In the plea agreement, Henry agreed to pay more than $600,000 in penalties and serve up to 2 years in federal prison. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
According to federal court documents filed, Henry failed to file his income taxes from 2004 to 2012 after earning a gross income requiring him to do so. In addition, Henry's plea agreement states that he engaged in conduct intended, at least in part, to conceal or mislead the IRS of his income and failed to disclose his income in required reports to the Alaska Public Offices Commission. Henry has served on the Skagway Borough Assembly for nearly 20 years. According to Borough Clerk Emily Deitch, he was first elected in 1998. He is currently the chair of the borough's Finance Committee and is the owner of the Skagway Fish Company. Reached by phone on Friday, Henry declined to comment, referring questions to his lawyer. His defense attorney, Robert Bundy, said Henry will submit his guilty plea in court next week in Juneau, with sentencing to follow, quote, much later. In the plea agreement, Henry agreed to serve anywhere from 8 months to 2 years in prison, but it will ultimately be left up to the judge, who could impose up to 4 years, one for each count. Here's Bundy.
I guess the bottom line is that the only thing that he's charged with and that we're pleading to is that a failure to timely file federal income tax returns. There's no allegations that he did not fully file and pay all state and other federal income taxes, all of his employee taxes. All of his other obligations are current and up to date and always have been. This is the only thing.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Jack Schmidt said because the case has not yet gone to court, he couldn't comment. Messages left for Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer and Assembly Members Steve Burnham Jr., Jay Burnham, Spencer Morgan, Tim Cochran, and Angela Greaser were not returned by airtime. The charges were not brought up at Thursday's Assembly meeting in which Henry took part. Borough Clerk Deitch said in an email response that charges have not been discussed by borough staff or officials. According to court documents between March 2011 and March 2013, Henry indicated on financial reports to the Alaska Public Offices Commission that he had no income over $1,000 from self-employment. The documents also stated, however, that from 2009 to 2012, Henry's restaurant earned between $529,000 and $665,000 each year. Also, from December 2008 to November 2012, nearly $170,000 was deposited in smaller increments via cash deposits or cashier's checks. The plea stated, quote, the defendant had knowledge of the currency transaction reporting requirements. However, he or others directed by him conducted deposits and or the purchase of bank checks for the purpose of evading the reporting requirement, end quote. Henry agreed in the plea to pay restitution to the tune of $600,000 to the Internal Revenue Service. More money in fines and fees could be added to that sum. Skagway Municipal Code states that the Assembly will unseat a member for 9 different reasons. Those reasons include a conviction of a felony or an offense involving a violation of the oath of office, or the conviction of a felony or misdemeanor that includes corrupt practice. 2/3 of the Assembly have to agree on that last one to expel a member. It's unclear if the rules outlined in the code would apply to Henry. The director of the Alaska Public Offices Commission did not return a call by airtime, but told the Anchorage television station KTUU on Thursday that he was unaware of the charges and that there was no current investigation into Henry's financial disclosure statements. Henry's next court appearance is February 9th in Juneau. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
At its Thursday meeting, the Skagway Borough Assembly planned to have 2 conversations about how to use $7 million in state grant funds for port improvements, one with the Alaska Department of Transportation and one with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The meeting was attended by White Pass President John Finlayson. Skagway officials say there are 2 main port priorities. One, a floating dock for newer, bigger, breakaway-class cruise ships. Here's Assemblymember Dan Henry.
We cannot be any more sensitive right now as to the need for installing a floating dock to accommodate these larger vessels. They will be in Hoonah or they will be in Haines.
The other priority is cleaning up legacy contamination at the ore terminal. The Gateway project included both of those components, and it was the original plan, but it was contingent on cooperation from White Pass, which leases tidelands from the municipality. When a lease extension between Skagway and White Pass was voted down by the public in October, the Assembly put the Gateway project on hold. But they still have $7 million in state funding for port improvements. The deadline to spend that money is less than a year and a half away. Gateway project manager Chad Gubala presented the idea last year of a combined ferry, cruise ship, floating dock. The Assembly Thursday directed borough manager Scott Hahn to talk to DOT ferry chief Mike Neusel to see if collaboration might be possible. Skagway's lobbyist, John Walsh, expressed some doubt about DOT changing its current plans to refurbish the ferry terminal this fall. But the Assembly decided it's still a conversation worth having. And what about White Pass? Borough Manager Hahn said in November that a meeting with White Pass's Finlayson was not productive.
There's no sense of urgency on part of White Pass for the Gateway project or cleanup.
I've read things in the paper that say that White Pass is dragging their feet. It's not urgent. Coming from city staff.
That is Finlayson. He attended Thursday's meeting to say his piece.
I'm just not sure where we're missing the boat, if you guys are disappointed in how we're conducting ourselves or how we're responding to your requests. So I wouldn't mind clarification on that at some point. The other thing is we do strongly believe that it's in the best interest of White Pass and in the best interest of the city for us to work together.
Finlayson asked for a private meeting with municipal officials to look for a win-win plan for the city's port. Mayor Mark Schaefer said they would consult with the borough attorney to see if executive session would be allowed in that case. Assemblymember Steve Burnham Jr. said if the conversation with White Pass continues, the city should hire a professional facilitator.
Plenty of individuals in the community have requested that we have some sort of professional guidance in that, and I think that we need to follow that suggestion.
So the municipality plans to move ahead with two important conversations about the port, one with DOT and one with White Pass. The Assembly also voted to carry on with design and planning for a senior center and housing facility. The senior center itself is estimated to cost about $2.7 million. Adding senior apartments on top of the center would bring the project cost to about $7 million. The Assembly voted to move forward with design work on the entire project. Burnham said if along the way there's not enough money for the apartments, they could adapt.
So if the time comes where we go, look, we can't put off a senior center any longer, but we can't afford senior housing, it's on the other floor. It's pretty easy to change that.
So yeah,
I think
right. That's a good point.
Moving forward with the design for, you know, the big plan is probably the right thing to do.
And in the meantime, borough officials will try to figure out the best way to pay for it. Hahn said the Assembly Finance Committee will meet soon to lay out all the major projects on the horizon and break down how to fund them. Many people think the Alaska Marine Highway System only serves port communities in the southeast and southwest parts of the state, plus Prince William Sound. But a new report by the Juneau-based McDowell Group shows significant economic impacts for Rail Belt communities. It lists Anchorage and the Matanuska-Susitna borough among the top hometowns for residents booking ferry travel. And Anchorage is tied for first as the prime destination for ferrying summer tourists.
The Marine Highway System, it has this invisible role, you know, in the rest of the state that's not as apparent.
Heather Hoagland wrote the McDowell Group report, which was commissioned by the state. It shows the ferry system to be an essential part of Alaska's economic landscape. The new report also shows the system brings in about $270 million a year, more than twice the amount the state spends on operations and maintenance. The report is based on data from the 2014 fiscal year. The schedule has been cut since then, and more reductions are planned due to the state's budget crisis. Hoagland says economic and other impacts will drop proportionately as sailings and ships are cut. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.